for tuning in to the Advent Life Podcast, your therapeutic outlet for venting the good and the misunderstood experiences in life. I'm your host, Crystal.
And I'm your co-host, Constance.
And today's topic is trust issues. Yeah, we're about to get into it today. But before we get into today's episode, let's take a brief moment and hear about our episode sponsor.
Health is Wealth CMOS Gels creates products with great health benefits. CMOS helps boost your immune system, has anti-inflammatory properties, blood pressure, blood glucose support, and more. This sea vegetable is great for overall health in both men and women because it is said to build strong bones and help with nerve function. It also contains 92 of the required 102 essential vitamins and minerals that our body needs. To learn more or to place your order, please visit www.cmosgels.net or call 706-755-3651. They're offering free consultations and free shipping. Don't forget to tell them that Crystal sent you.
Okay, family, welcome back. Today's topic is trust issues. So we are discussing trust or lack thereof. I guess we can start off with me and my relationship with trust or how I was introduced to my trust issues. And I would say it stemmed from when I was a little girl. Don't most of our issues start when we were young?
Yes.
The
foundation.
Right. So, I guess many of you probably who are listening have read my book, 70 and 7, and which is about forgiveness. And so I'm just going to start there, you know, with my dad. And, you know, maybe he would tell me he was going to do something and not follow through. I mean, it's not just him, but this is what I remember. You know, my mama could have done, you know, the same thing, but I really, my dad not following through really affected me, you know. I guess as it would most little girls, and maybe it's the same for boys, like maybe their mom has a greater impact on them. I'm not sure, but for whatever reason, I remember it most from my dad, and maybe that's because he was the parent that wasn't there. So when he didn't come through, I felt like he should have, because he's not there. It had a greater impact than if my mama said she was going to do something and didn't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's me being young. And then y'all know I love music. And so anytime I think about trust, this is going to be funny. I think about 8 Ball and MJG song, Friend or Foe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, it relates.
Yeah, the whole song talking about trust, though. I trust no man, yeah. Man to let you down every time. Listen, yeah. I know all the words, man. But yeah, so music has a way of influencing our mindset on things. You know, we take it to heart. And so, like I said, that was 8 Ball MJG was like one of my favorite groups growing up. And so that song was heavy for me. And I guess, you know, the first part of my life, I kind of was just very observant, and I didn't really trust a whole bunch of people. I, you know, family, I'm looking at everybody sideways. But as I got older, I was like, man, this ain't no way to live. I got to be like looking over my shoulder, like almost paranoid, kind of, sort of, you know? And so then, mm-hmm. like, giving people 100%, you know, you start off with 100 until you show me that I can't trust you, and then it dwindles down from there until I can't trust you, and so therefore I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is just me. What is your relationship like with trust?
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to what you said. I think for a lot of girls, because your dad is the first man in your life in that aspect, is like for a daddy to break his daughter heart, especially at a young age, that does kind of define how you look at people, men, and relationships and how you maneuver through them. So I've had that, that same experience. Of course it's different layers, but I've had that same experience. And from that point, it was like I didn't trust people. I just had expectations. And then those expectations led to disappointments till it's now it's like I don't put nothing past nobody and I don't put nothing on nobody. So you just show up as you are, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna take you as I'm gonna take you, by your word. Like I don't have to trust you with my heart, which I don't anymore. I don't just 100% just put my heart out there. I don't have to trust you with my heart. I trust you at your word, and being true to your word, that's totally your choice. And the outcome of that is going to determine how I deal with you or not deal with you at all.
Right.
So.
So Merriam-Webster defines trust as reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. And I'm just gonna be honest. I struggle with this episode. I guess I really didn't even want to do it, if I'm being honest, because this was not the first time this came up. We should have recorded this episode, Trust Issues, months ago. This probably was one of the first episodes we talked about, right? But things kept happening and it kept getting put off until I was just like, girl, I don't even want to do it. But then it kept coming back up. I'm like, okay, well, maybe let's just talk about it. And that's because I really don't have or didn't have, I think as of today, I have a better understanding of how to have a relationship with trust. And that's because for this episode, I did do some a lot of research actually. And so, now this show is for, it's not for believers, but we are believers. And I walk as a believer in Christ. And so I read the Bible as a manual on how to live and, move through life. Because, I mean, if y'all really pay attention to the show, all the topics we have are like present day, like relatable topics. But I can always find at least two scriptures to back up whatever it is we're talking about, right? So today is really no different. Man, so many scriptures about trust. But the first thing I did was I looked up what the Hebrew word for trust was. So the Hebrew word for trust translates to faith. And so in the Bible, there are scriptures that say trust no man, and I think it's saying don't put your faith in man. And when you think about it, we are temporary. And so a lot of and then a lot of us make decisions based on our emotions or feelings at that particular point in time. So how could you trust, from what we understand trust to mean, how could you trust it? Because I'm here today, but I could be gone tomorrow. I feel this way today, and I'm saying this, but tomorrow I could have a totally different stance because my emotions and things are temporary. Am I making sense?
A person like that is very it's a lot of confliction going on in aspect, with dynamics like that, like very fickle. I'm here right here. I'm in it today, but tomorrow may be different. Like that's very imbalanced energy.
Right. But that's what humans are. So how can we put our trust in man if they are, as you say, fickle, this way today and this way tomorrow? But so if the Bible is telling me not to trust man, and if you want to, I can go ahead and get into the scriptures that I have. Psalms 146:3 and 4 says, "Do not put trust in princes and human beings Who cannot say when their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Proverbs 28 and 26 says, those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Micah 7 and 5 says, don't trust anyone. I was like, oh man, I feel like crazy. Don't trust anyone, not even your best friend. And be careful what you say to the one you love. That pillow talking is even, you can't, you, I'm like, what? What are you saying to me? Like literally, this is what the Bible is saying. Don't trust man. And before we started recording, I was just explaining to Constance. I was like, but shoot, you know, when we put our trust in people and they let us down, that causes us hurt. And but we could avoid that hurt if we followed the rule of don't put your trust in man. I mean, it makes sense to me, but I know it's hard because we have been taught or have had experiences, with trust at a certain way, and then you learn to do different, and so it's hard. But then I was like, well, Lord, if I ain't supposed to trust nobody, what am I supposed to do with them? Because I mean, you got all these people down here. What am I supposed to do with them? So I thought about, well, I didn't think about it because I'm still trying. I was trying to figure it out, but the Ten Commandments came to mind, right? And so, the ones that relate to like a relationship with other people is love your is honor your mother and father. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And you shall not covet. Then, there are other scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself. And then I don't know if you remember back in the day, well, when I was growing up, like going to vacation Bible school and stuff, they called it the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that just simply means treat people how you want to be treated, right? That is what those things is what God downloaded to me as to how I'm supposed to treat my brothers and sisters. That's what I'm not supposed to trust them, but from what we know of trust, if we do the things that I just named, it kind of equates to trust. But I feel like we're using trust with maybe we're not using it with the right definition in mind, if that makes sense. What truly is trust? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's more of, I don't think it's like necessarily don't trust nobody. I think it's more of don't trust blindly, because you got people that, and sometimes it's just the way that they're raised, especially if you're raised like in the church environment, to where, okay, well, here's the pastor. Whatever the pastor say, some people trust that. It don't matter what they do in human form, not the spiritual, but whatever they do in human form, it's like, okay, but still, he has a certain title. So because he wears a certain title, then you just gotta trust what he say, and you gotta trust what he tell you. And some people do that blindly. I think with trust, it has to have some discernment in the midst too. You can't just blindly put your trust in people.
Yes, discernment, that is the key to all of this. That is the key. That is the key to all this discerning, listening to the Holy Spirit when you meet somebody like now, this day and age, this part of the leg of the journey that I'm on. If I'll listen, my fa again, my face talks when my mouth is saying nothing.
Yeah, that's a powerful trait right there.
I'll meet someone and instantly I'm like, nope, Or I'll meet someone, I'm like, oh my God, you want to be friends? You know?
So what would make you say nope, like immediately like that? Like what would make you say nope? And I'm asking because I know I've been in situations where I meet people and we don't quite mesh upon the first meeting, but then later on as we get to know each other, we've become like the best of friends. So what is that initial like nope that make you just say that? What do you
Well,
think that means?
I'm going to answer that with a, this is a true story. I'm not going to give names, but this actually happened. So I was working with a client. My client introduced me to a person and put me on the phone with that person. And immediately after like two words, I was like, because my spirit, my intuition, that picked up on something that was not pleasing to me, right? And so I didn't really want to deal with that person. And guess what? I was on the money. I was on the money. What I felt was 100% correct, right? So a few months later, my client severed their relationship with that person, but that person reached out to me to work with me. And I was like, at first I kept brushing them off and I was like, I don't know, why are you calling me? I'm just looking at the phone, like, why are you calling me? I'm not answering. And then one day they called from a number that I didn't recognize and I ended up answering the phone. Well, we spoke. I was like, well, I'm on vacation, I'll call you back. And so when I did end up calling her back, we had a conversation. I was very transparent. I was like, listen, I really don't have any desire to work with you because when we initially met, you rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't like the conversation that you were giving me or the vibes, the energy that you had. I felt like you were X, Y, and Z. And do you know they confirmed? They was like, that is exactly what was happening. But I'm not gonna be like that with you. I'm different, blah, blah, blah. I realized, maybe the error of their ways. And so, however it happened, we did end up working together and we did become like cool. But initially, I just listened to that discernment. I was like, something ain't right.
And you know what though? The foundation to that is that effective communication. You know, just think if you never even had that conversation with them. Or that transparency, because sometimes we build up a wall. Once we feel a certain way about a person,
That's
we
it.
build up that wall and that wall stay up. And sometimes you can miss blessings like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because this person definitely blessed me. Yeah, definitely. But it had to happen, and I'm glad that they reached back out to me because, like I say, we did become cool and we, were able to work together and get a lot accomplished. And so, but my first impression of them, and I try not to judge people, based off somebody else's experience of them. And I'm glad I operate that way because I would miss getting to know a lot of really good people. If I did that. So,
It was two lessons in that effective communication and accountability. Key. Two key things.
That's true. And we have to, that's something else. We have to, I was listening to some podcast. I think it was Dear Future Wifey. And the guest was Denea Jackson, Derrick Jackson's wife, ex-wife, whatever. And I was listening to her story, and she was very passive in their throughout their relationship, really. She didn't become, start holding him accountable until, I guess, honestly, it was too late because, they get a divorce now or already are divorced. But I was just listening to her and I was like, man, she gave him a billion opportunities. And when she found out stuff, she never spoke up about it. And
Been there,
yes,
been there, learned from that.
that was something big for me. That was something big for me. And let me tell y'all something. Stress, that causes stress, right? And if I learn nothing else from being in medical school, is that stress will kill you. I don't know if they will give it as a diagnosis, like you're stressed as a formal or a medical diagnosis, but stress in your body, retaining stress in your body, that looks like not dealing with issues. Not, I'm not saying blow up on somebody, but that communication, having that healthy communication, that balance, it dealing with things in the moment. If you don't do, learn to do that, that stress will back up in your body and it will manifest itself as cancer, as fibromyalgia, as diabetes, as high blood pressure, as a stroke. Anything you can think of, stress either causes it or aggravates it. Right? And so that comes from that not holding people accountable and holding and then not dealing with things in the moment. That's part of it. You have to learn to do that in a healthy manner, not an argument, but just let me communicate my feelings to you and then leave it up to them whether they listen or not. You said your piece and it's no longer on you. You know what I'm saying?
But if they are really wanting to be with you and want to sever that, I mean, to save that relationship, they're gonna listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know for me, if I want a relationship, no matter what, what type of relationship it is, I'm gonna hear you out because your feelings are valid and they matter to me. You know, even and then sometimes some people view you expressing yourself as an attack on them. I mean, you don't have to be defensive unless you're guilty of something. And sometimes guilt make you defensive. You know, if you know you're guilty and somebody is saying something and you and instead of taking accountability for it, you want to blow up like, no. No. Just
That
learn
guilt.
how to communicate these feelings and let's put it all on the table.
Learn how to apologize. Apologizing don't make you weak. Matter of
It
fact,
doesn't.
I would argue the opposite. You know, it makes you show up as courageous and strong because you recognize, hey, I have a weakness here. I didn't do this correctly and I want to do better, you know? Girl, I could go on. I really could. But I feel like now would be a good time for us to pause and hear about our episode sponsor. Jules Agency offers bonds, life, auto, home, business, workers' comp insurance, and more. With over 30 years of experience, Jules comes highly recommended. She has a proven record and will go above and beyond to help make sure the best possible choice is made for you and your family's insurance needs. Licensed in Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. What are you waiting for? Go ahead, give her a call. 706-364-0851 or visit www.jfkagency.com and please be sure to tell her that Crystal sent you. All right, we are back and it is time for our episode question. And that episode question is, what triggers trust issues for you? You know, I hate saying red flags, but what's a red flag for you when it comes to trusting someone? Leave your response on the podcast IG page, which is at iVentLifeForYou. Again, that is at iVentLife, the number four, you. So, twin, what triggers trust issues for you?
Well, I really don't have trust issues. I
Really?
have, pattern issues, patterns. I'm very in tune with patterns. So if something looked like something that I've seen before, then I'm not, I don't like, back in the day when I was in relationships, I wouldn't say anything, but now I'm very vocal because if we're building something, then I need for it to be a strong foundation. Like I can't build something that's gonna be shaky. Like I can't be a part of that. So if I'm feeling something or if I'm seeing a pattern that I've seen before. Not saying that you are the same person that I've seen it with, but if it's the behavior is somewhat similar, then I'm gonna address it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I have to point it out, because the longer that I don't, then the more that I feel like I'll be setting myself up for some type of failure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna give you the fair opportunity to correct it, or to, to let me know what it is, and then let me explain to you what it looks like so that we can come to a common ground. You know, but I wouldn't say that I have trust issues, but because I give people a fair opportunity, I won't base what you do, or how you come across, based it on something that I have experienced with an ex or whatever. Like, that's why I think it's very important to get healing in between those relationships and to take
That's
time out
true.
for yourself, because if not, you're gonna be taking all that insecurity, all that baggage into the next
Next
relationship, and that's
relationship.
not fair for the next person. So I always try to make sure that I'm good in that aspect to give you a fair opportunity. But here's another thing. If you lose that opportunity, that's totally on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is totally on you. You
Listen,
know,
girl, I think for me, well, and I guess it's kind of the same. I'm looking at behaviors. So if I'm used to you, now let me tell y'all something. If, and this, I guess this goes for everybody, but I more so pay attention when I'm dealing with a significant other, right? So if me and I'm in a relationship, right? And I'm like, me and my boyfriend will be on the phone, right? And if he says, "Hey, babe, I'm gonna call you back. This is my mama." I'm like, okay, cool. Every time he get off the phone, he be like, "Hey, I'm gonna call you back. This is my grandmama calling. This is my aunt calling. This is my brother calling. This is my cousin calling." You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they normally get off the phone with you. But then, one day they say, "Hey, I got another call coming through." Because any other time you tell me who calling, but today you didn't say nothing. And if it's an unknown number, why do you feel worthy to get off the phone with me for this unknown number? So now I'm looking at you sideways, right? So then the pattern comes back every time. Like, we on the phone, they need to get off, they're telling me who it is. Then hit another instance where it's this. A call come through, they need to take it, but they don't tell me who it is. I'm like, something up. And so now I want to know who keep calling you that you have to get off the phone with me, but you don't tell me who it is. You know what I'm saying? So I look at behaviors like that. If you normally do something and then you all of a sudden switch it up, it's a problem for me.
And let me go ahead and address that, because if I don't, it's gonna linger. And when it lingers, more stuff is gonna be added to it. Now we got a big problem. So don't let it fester. Like, go ahead and call it out from the jump, because the more you hold on to it, the more suspicious you're gonna become. And it may not even be what you think it is, but just go ahead and put it out there so you can go ahead and resolve that issue. Simple. I think it's simple, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
if it bothers me, I have to say something about it because I learned my lesson, and I have gotten many of you probably know that I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, 10 years ago. So I've been living with this for 10 whole years, and I have learned that when I have to manage my stress and my stressors and my emotions, period. When I learn of, somebody passing, it affects me. I'm done for the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like that emotion, that grief, it hurts. And so it messes with it, triggers a flare up, I guess. When I'm happy, I'm feeling good. I'm not as in as much pain. It's really fascinating when you think about it, But if I don't do something in the moment and I let it sit, girl, I'll be in all kind of pain. All kind of pain. So So yeah, again, the episode question is, what triggers trust issues for you? We want to hear from you. Leave your response about the entire episode, not just necessarily the question. But yeah, just tell us your thoughts, or if it's something that I didn't understand, because this was a struggle for me. If you can help me, then please leave a comment, because I want to, move through life knowing. And so if you can help, I welcome the help. I welcome the insight. So
Definitely.
moving along to this week in social media, Constance has a quote.
Okay, so the quote, well, I actually have two, but the first one is, trust is earned when actions meet words. Trust is earned when actions meet words. So yeah, going back to what I said, like, I don't have to trust you with my heart. I trust you at your word. So if you're true to your word, then those actions are going to meet what you're saying. So trust is earned when action meets words. And then the next one is, to be trusted is a greater compliment than being loved. To be trusted is a greater compliment than being loved. And I take that as, trust is just a testament of your character. It shows who you truly are. So that is what that quote means to me. To be trusted is a greater compliment than being loved.
My comment on the first quote, it well, I say this a lot of times, when your words and your actions don't align, you're lying. You're a liar. It's just that simple. So, your quote to me is what truth looks like. So when your words and your actions align, then that's the truth. But when they don't line up, then you're made to be a liar.
'Cause it's a discrepancy.
Right.
It's definitely a discrepancy of what you're representing and what you're bringing to the table.
Right.
It don't match.
And it must match.
It got to.
It
It got to.
must match to be, and then that goes back to being accountable and all those things that I named at the top of the show, like treating others how you want to be treated. I'm gonna tell you the truth, and I expect you to tell me the truth. You know what I'm saying?
And just because my truth don't look like what you're used to, don't mean that it's less truthful than what it is.
That's it. That's a word. Keep going.
Some people are not used to folks being honest with them and straightforward. They're not used to that, so that's a shocker to them. So it may be hard for them to believe what you're saying, because how are you gonna be that honest when I'm used to fooling with liars? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just it makes it's hard for me to trust your word. If all I fool with is liars, and now you come bearing the truth, I don't know how to take that. And a lot of people don't, especially a lot of people that haven't taken the time out to get to know themselves and to heal themselves and to balance themselves. They don't know how to take certain information in that's new to them. They don't know how to process it.
Do you believe it true that people who have a problem trusting others can't be trusted?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because it's something in you. Because a lot of times when you have trust issues, you end up being with untrustworthy people. Like, you pick them. You pick them without trying to pick them a lot of the times. And a lot, that's all you are accustomed to. And once you become accustomed to something, it's hard to take in something that's new, that doesn't represent that. So yeah, I definitely feel like that.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I totally agree, and I say that often. And hey, you don't trust me because you can't be trusted, you know?
And listen, I never check phones. I'm not gonna spy on your, I ain't doing none of
You
that
got
stuff,
time.
because I'm a firm believer that whatever you're doing or whatever is being done in the dark, the light
I'll
is gonna
come to
shine
the
on.
light.
I don't have to go looking for anything, and I won't. I won't. But when it finds its way to me, or when the light is shown, then I'm going in a whole different direction. A whole different direction. 100%.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. What's done in the dark will come, it will come to the light.
Yeah, you can bet that. You can bet that.
That is so true. Now, to help us grow emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, it is time for our Crystals Gem. And today's gem is comparison is the thief of joy. I'm sure this was the gem before, on a previous episode, but I just felt the need to remind, stop being so caught up on what everybody else got going on and be present in your present. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy that. And as you see other people being blessed, child, rejoice and know that your turn is coming up. Don't be comparing yourself to them because you're missing a blessing in what you have because you too focused on somebody else still. It's
Right.
you're not gonna be happy that way. You're gonna be stressed out, is what's gonna happen. And then
That
what
right.
God has for other people is not for you. It's not for you. You might even not even know how to handle that type of whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? And then
Right.
I'm almost positive I said this on another episode, but anyway, comparing relationships to what you see on social media. Social media is, child, it's just entertainment. And some movies are fiction and some, may depict real life, but I just take it as a form of entertainment, not to be, it's not the Bible to me.
Right.
Because you will see
Right.
people and like the young lady that I mentioned earlier, Danielle Jackson, like you her husband is a whole relationship coach. Trying to
And
tell
let me
other
say this
people.
too, because you got a lot of people that say, oh, well, he was just telling women he was pandering this and that. Now, to me, a lot of stuff that he was saying was the truth. The only thing to me when it comes to him is he failed to tell us that he is what he's describing. That to me was his biggest flaw, but it doesn't negate the fact that what he was saying held a lot of truth for a lot of people. He just fell into that same category.
But you see them come on and they this united front and they taking pictures together and it's over this or that and then hi, now here we are here. They get a divorce and now everything is coming out. And I don't know it to be true or false. I just know what she say and I know that I wouldn't want to have said I want a relationship like theirs because she was literally, the girl said she had three therapists. She needed three therapists. My God.
But
At
you know what,
the same
Crystal? Insecurities run deep.
time. Yeah.
And it's a lot of women out here that are just like her,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
Yes. I hate that she went through what she went through, but as you all know, when we go through stuff, it's not for us to keep to ourselves. We should share because there are other women out there who are in the exact same situation and they need to know how to be free, how to heal, how to move forward. You know what I'm saying? Either you're gonna learn from this guy or we gonna have to separate, yeah, it's our tribulations are not for us. They're to be testimonies for us to help others. And so yeah, comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing and trying to be like everybody else. Be who you are, be who God called you to be, and you'll be better for it. So guess what? That's
We're
it.
at the end.
That's the end. Oh, you catching on now. Any closing thoughts? Any
I don't think I got any closing thoughts, just show yourself trustworthy, show that you can be trusted,
My closing thoughts are, the Bible says it, trust no man, but treat people how you want to be treated, and I think that's how we can make our relationships healthier. Yeah. And also, I want to, well, we want to thank all of our subscribers.
Yes.
Because of your contributions, you guys make it possible, help make it possible for this show to go on. And if you are wondering how you can become a supporter of the Ivent Life podcast, if you click the link in the our social media bios, you'll see where it says Ivent Life podcast. Just click that link and then click the support button, and you'll have an option to choose whatever you want to contribute. And with that being said, remember to be a light in this world of darkness. I love you beyond, and we'll see you next time. Bye.